The importance of imagination. There aren't a lot of ways that we can still exercise our imagination. So much of it is done for us now. Great TV series like Game of Thrones or movies like Lord of the Rings, they do most of the imagining for us. People don't read fiction like they used to, or they just don't have time to. Instagram makes it unnecessary to imagine what the person you met last Thursday looks like naked, because if you scroll down far enough, there'll be some kind of revealing selfie. Everyone, in a major effort to be authentic, tells you everything like it is. The problem is, as Bobby Kennedy once said, "Some men see things as they are and ask why. I dream of things that never were and ask why not." We expect kids to grow up and imagine the changing world of tomorrow, but we only equip them with the tools to understand the world we have now, and not even that very well. What do we do to spur on their imaginations? How do we develop their powers of visualization, of fantasy, and of great dreams? And how do we turn those things into books, companies, solutions, advancements, and new human superpowers? In 2019, every geek in the world is the beneficiary of a conjunction of big endings. Game of Thrones, which is arguably the most successful TV series of all time. Avengers Endgame, which is certainly the biggest box office hit of the year so far. And Star Wars 9, which is the final chapter of 9 installments that began in 1977 before I was born and due for release in December. The genius behind each of these is just a man who started out as a boy with a big imagination. George R.R. Martin, Stan Lee, and George Lucas. They all had stories in them, and those stories have much in common. Heroes, battles, magic, good and evil. And yet each is just different enough to have their own legion of fanatics. That Disney bought Star Wars for gazillions of dollars, or that mothers are naming their daughters Daenerys, or that little boys would rather have a Spider-Man suit than money, is a testament to their tremendous success. Whatever the circumstances of their birth, their suffering, or their privilege, or the society that they grew up in, all three of those men made something out of nothing. And that something is as powerful as a religion to the audience. There's a greater lesson in that, too. Before Google, Facebook, Uber, and Microsoft, there weren't other people holding their place in the market. They were born out of imagining what the future might be, not trying to transform old things or buy up what already was. The biggest, most powerful, and influential businesses today aren't the heirs of General Electric, Ford, or Fleet Street. They're the things you wouldn't have been able to describe to any person 100 years ago. Machines aren't coming to take your job. Politicians can't solve your problems, and universities won't teach you about what's coming next. You'll have to use imagination. And the good news is everybody has a little bit of that, and they can teach themselves to have more.
CliffCentral.com